Your local news headlines for Saturday, the 6th of May. Virgin Trains customers are a step closer to travelling on new trains as work begins on the Azuma fleet, due to enter service on the East Coast in 2018. Work on the body shells is taking place at Kasado in Japan before the trains arrive in the UK to be built by Hitachi's manufacturing team at Newton Aycliffe in County Durham, which is home to over 900 employees, including 50 apprentices. Work on building the Virgin Azuma in the UK will begin this summer. The Spennymoor area had one of the largest turnouts for residents voting in this week's county council elections, with some surprising results. Over 33% of residents voted. Jeff Darks, Liz Madison, Kevin Thompson, Alan Gardner and Neil Grayson, all members of the Spennymoor Independent People Before Politics group, took all five seats in the Spennymoor and Tudor areas. A number of long-standing Labour Party candidates were replaced by independent or Conservative candidates in other areas. Sam Zair and Joy Allen were successfully elected as county councillors for Bishop Auckland Town, Christine Wilson and Rob York for West Auckland, Pat Jopling, Andrea Hudspeth and Anne Reid for Crook, and Henry Nicholson, Shirley Quinn and Brian Stevens for Shildon and Dean Valley. Members of the Institute of Directors were given a behind-the-scenes tour of Northumbrian Water earlier this week. Directors from businesses across the region visited the company's head office in Pittymy and took part in all-access tour in the water treatment works in Lumley, County Durham. Finance Director for the water company, Chris Johns, was responsible for showing the group around the head office in Durham and gave them an overview of the company and how the business operates. He talked in depth about the work the organisation does for its local communities, the commitment to protecting the environment, the business processes and important decisions being made on a daily basis to ensure a great customer service.